Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on December 24th, 1976. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
There is a large beam of light coming in from the left side of the sky. It's outlining the trees in our left. Now, beyond the light, I would say directly over the second cluster of trees, a lady is coming forward. The brilliance of her garment, her outer garment, is lighting up the whole sky. Around her, a lady has nothing on her feet. Her feet are bare. Her skirt is very voluminous, and it's blowing in the wind as our lady is moving over directly now above her statue. I cannot see our lady's hair. Her mantle is coming very low down upon her forehead. But it's very windy because Our Lady's mantle is blowing out from her gown. About Our Lady's waist is a beautiful blue sash. The color blue is very warm, and it's a light blue, but it has a most beautiful blue color. Our Lady is taking her rosary from her waist. The beads are tied about her waist. Our Lady now is taking her rosary and extending the crucifix and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My child, do not be afraid of what has happened in your mission. You will understand, my child, full well the ways of the Eternal Father as He sends the knowledge within you. My child, I have cautioned you in the past, and I repeat myself for your welfare and the continued progress of your work, your mission from heaven, to close your ears to those who seek to destroy the mission from heaven with idle tales of gossip and untruths. Know, my child, that Satan is staging his final battle against all of the children of God. The warnings given from heaven have not then accepted by all. But I assure you, my children, that soon, and very soon, I say, you will all be forced to your knees. There is an accelerating web of evil that is extending itself into the lives of every man, woman, and child. of now upon your earth. In the past, my children, I gave you one message of great importance to guard your children from the unholy ray, R-A-Y. The forces of 666 has set upon your country a diabolical plan to reduce and debilitate the bodies of your children. Oh, my children, you cannot in your human nature understand fully the workings of the supernatural about you. Man, in his arrogance, is ever searching, but never coming to the truth. And what is the truth, my children? The truth is my son. The lessons of your faith have been given to you for all time, without change. My son is forever, for God is, God was, and God always will be. My son is your God in the Father and the Holy Ghost. Do not cast aside your knowledge in faith of the Trinity. Do not cast aside your knowledge in faith of my son's divinity. Do not re-crucify my son upon your earth and in his church, his house. You call upon you a heavy hand of punishment from the eternal Father. All manner of evil is being condoned with permissiveness by the pastors in my son's house. All manner of abominations are being committed in my son's house. Clean up the errors. Restore the light within my son's house. For a church in darkness, there's a band of death about it. My children, the forces of evil are gathering within the eternal city of Rome. They exercise great control over the human element, and Satan now exercises great control over the supernatural. The eternal Father will allow him his time, as you will all be tested as metal in the fires. Shall you bend in your free will, your human free will? Shall you bend the cross and distort it into a cross of mankind? Shall you bend my son's cross? O evil men of the cross, whatever shall become of you? Like sheep fast plunging for the slaughter, you await eternal damnation as you have cast aside your faith. You have opened the doors for the entrance. become of ye? My children, I cannot promise you an easy way to the kingdom. I cannot promise you peace without penance. I can promise you hope for the eventual victory over evil is with my son. You must now make your choice. The time is now. What was to happen in the future shall be now. The sides are now being divided. My son's house is now being divided. Shall you restore it now while you have time? Or shall you accept slaughter within your country? Death! Death in such magnitude that there will not be time nor peoples to bury your dead. The ball of redemption will soon be upon mankind, and many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Your world cries, peace, peace, where there is no peace. You consort with the enemies of your God in my son's church. And what have you in common? The light with the darkness? Shall you be unevenly yoked? Compromise. Compromise and you shall fall. You shall not, O pastors, win souls for the kingdom of your God by compromise. Your example is poor. Shall you stand before my son and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? Oh no, I say unto you, you shall be cast into the fires of eternal damnation. Experimentation and all manners of abominations being committed in the name of humanism and modernism, for what but destruction? You travel about like the chickens without heads, flapping your wings in pride and arrogance, while your heads have been taken off. And those with heads, they extend into the clouds. Dark clouds about them, blinded by their arrogance, blinded by their pride. Get down to your knees and take off this pride and arrogance that has made you blind to the truth. Man of science, ever seeking, but never coming to the truth. For it is only the simple of heart, the little ones, who shall receive the light. The numbers that shall be saved shall be counted in the few, my children. No man, woman, of child of knowledgeable age shall be destroyed except by his own desire. Restore the discipline in your personal lives. Restore the discipline in my son's church while there is time. Oh, my children, I stand before you pleading for your cause to the Eternal Father. A heavy hand, a chastisement shall be set upon mankind. many of our children of the light shall be asked to do much penance and sacrifice to save those who are lukewarm. There is no time, my children, for self-seeking. Divest yourselves of all worldly desires for the material. The sins of the flesh condemn many to hell. In the struggle to retain my son's church, his house upon earth, it shall be bishop against bishop and cardinal against cardinal. For Satan has set himself in your midst. As in the past, my children, man goes on his way as he was, never learning from his history. As in the past, my children, I have wandered your earth, choosing among you voice boxes to use as instruments for heaven. Now, my children, a great war wages against the forces of evil. It is a war that is far greater than any human nature war experienced by mankind. For you are now in the latter days. It is a war of the spirits, the fight between the good and the evil, the time of Armageddon. Why, you who scorn my message, derision and mockery you may give, but if you do not accept and act upon the warnings from heaven, you shall not be counted in those saved. Remember, my child, it would be best for your mission if you do not listen to the public opinions. I understand, my child, in your human nature, your desire for recognition of the mission. But know now, my child, as I have counseled you in the past, that you shall not accept the roses until the end of your mission. Your rose will be filled with thorns. Accept the cross, my child, without complaint. Carry it to the end. You are not alone, my child. As the battle accelerates, you will find many companionable spirits. The joy of unity will be among you. Yes, my child, there is a plan from heaven to unite all of you together. Those who will be saved will be counted in the few, my children. But better that there be few with quality than quantity without the salt. My child, you will be subject much temptation, you will pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Accept all that is adverse to your human nature. Accept it as penance, my child. All suffering shall be given for a reason. Accept it, my child, without complaint, and you will find the road much easier for you. Understand, my child, that human nature, being as it is, the enemies are mistaken in their plan when they attack the human nature of our voice box without searching for the supernatural. Remember, my child, all the forces of evil will seek to discredit you in the eyes of man, but great will be your glory as you are watched by the Eternal Father. If you do not expect much, my children, you will rejoice with the little that is given upon earth. You will understand, my child, in the course of time. I will send much help to you, my child, in the days ahead to accomplish your mission. Know, my child, you cannot approach your vicar at this time. I must caution you to bar your doors to all but your immediate family and very close workers. Beware of those who come to you as angels of light with ravenous hearts. Beware of those who wear the garments of sanctity, but they have soiled them by sin. The rabbi priest is a teacher of life, my child, but do not be fooled by he who has soiled his garment. I bless you, my child. I bless you with the gift from heaven of continued perseverance. You will not be given any heavier a burden than you can carry. I send graces, my child, to your good relations. Do not be concerned of the attacks of Satan. He is most cunning in his approach, my child, so you must learn to recognize the faces of evil. Pray a constant vigilance and observe the signs given to you, my child. Our Lady now is extending her crucifix like this, straight in front of her, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady now is going across the sky on our left side. She's just floating. The wind is carrying her over. That's the only way I can explain it. She seems to be weightless. There's a tremendously bright light about Our Lady. It's coming, seems to be coming right from inside of her. How can I explain it? It's very brilliant. Beautiful, a beautiful light. And Our Lady now is bending over. she's way over above the tree and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, behind Our Lady, St. Michael is coming down. Oh, he really is. He's covering the whole sky, his tremendous size. Oh, and Our Lady now is going floating. I can't explain it, gliding across the sky over to our right side. Our Lady is looking down now and making the sign of the cross with her golden crucifix. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, and send among you graces, graces for cures and conversion, cures of the spirit, cures of the soul and the body, cures that will bring to many the reality of the mission from heaven. Now Our Lady is gliding back, floating backwards. She hasn't turned. Our Lady is looking over to the right side, and Michael now is also going back high up into the sky. He's standing now. Michael has the balance in his right hand. It's a golden balance, and it's leaning very heavily to the left side, his left side, and he has in his left hand a very long-handled spear. It has a very sharp point on it. The spear is like suspended from his hand and pointing high up into the sky. Our Lady is now touching her first finger to her lips. My child, you will all continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My God, I believe. I adore. I trust. And I love thee. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. The acts of faith, hope, and charity requested by Our Lady. O my God, I firmly believe that thou art one God and three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe that thy divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Oh my God, relying on thy infinite goodness and promises, I hope to obtain pardon of my sins with the help of thy grace and life everlasting through the merits of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Redeemer. Oh my God, I love thee above all things with my whole heart and soul. Because thou art all good and deserving of all my love, I love my neighbor as myself for the love of thee. I forgive all who have injured me and ask pardon of all whom I have injured.
Amen.
beams of blue light just directly over Our Lady's statue. Now, all about the light, the blue rays are becoming very, very dark. There are three very dark, elongated rays that look like almost like fingers. And all about these finger-like lights, there are pink, tinges of pink now coming forward through the sky. And now there's a large leaf. I don't know what the leaf stands for. A green leaf. I believe it's a leaf. It has two parted stems, almost like a piece of wheat. Now, standing over it, I can see Jesus coming forward. He's coming from a great distance because he hasn't just come forward. It's like he's traveling through a long, like, ray of light. Now, Jesus is coming forward directly to our left. He's standing just a little above the statue now. It's very windy. His hair is flowing. Jesus' hair is cascading like over his shoulders. It's his coloring is very brilliant this evening. I believe the pink tinge is coming from his cape. It's a deep scarlet-colored cape. Now, it's not the burgundy color. It's almost a red. And Jesus has no shoes on. Also, his feet are bare. And I can see the markings on his insteps. And he has on a cream-colored gown with a tight belting. The belting looks like a piece of cord or skin or something. Now, Jesus is shifting his cape over onto his left arm, and he's touching now his lips with his first finger. My child, you will continue to send fast the message from heaven. My mother has directed you well in the past, and she will continue to use you for a short while as a voice box. There is a massive web of evil now fanning out from a nucleus of power. There is a plan now to engulf your world into a united center of power with a central head of man. Man uniting all nations into a common dictatorship. Man seeking to discard my house and set up one to his own liking and nature. I allow you to proceed, but for a short time. I shall not add to the words of my mother. She has counseled you well. She has counseled you for many years. You have your choice now to accept her wisdom, to accept or reject her God-given knowledge of what is to come upon mankind. I repeat, wars are a punishment for man's sins. And the wages of sin is death. I look upon you, man of earth, and find that many of you are already dead. You are dead souls in a living body. You have all but a short time to rekindle your spirit with the light. You cannot bargain your soul, for you will discard the light. You cannot sell your soul to Satan for gain in your few years of pilgrimage upon your earth. You shall not sell your soul to get to the head. Pastors in my house, I look upon you and find you wanting. I do not have to single you out, each and every one, and divide you now on your merit. You are already dividing yourselves into two camps. There will be great discord and struggle and trial within my house, and there will be great discord, struggle, and trial among the human race. My children, do not sell your souls for your temporary pilgrimage upon earth. Gather the supernatural graces being given from heaven to you. There is no easy passport into my kingdom. The way has been given to you. The cross is heavy, but the reward is great for your perseverance and your maintaining your faith. What does it gain a man if he gathers all of the world's riches and comes before us with no merit to enter into the kingdom eternal of his God? The judgment of the eternal Father is not akin to the judgment of mankind. He does not reward you for gathering the material. He does not reward you for gaining the highest pinnacles of success in your world upon earth. But he does reward you for following the rule he has given you. The greatest chastisement shall be given to those who have accepted the honor to represent me in my house and have soiled their vocation as they have become arrogant, prideful, and self-seeking. Turn about and maintain a true renewal of your spirit, O pastors. I have looked upon you and found you wanting. You will cleanse my house of the heretics, the errors, the Pharisees and the liars that you have allowed to enter upon it. You will cleanse it and set my house straight, or I shall come among you and send you out of my house into the fires of eternal damnation. Your God is long-suffering and merciful, but you, as a degenerate generation, you try my patience. But for the pleading of your mother, my mother, the mediatrix from God to man, you would have already received your just chastisement. But for the few prayers that rise as a balance to heaven, you would already seen death and destruction in your country and many other countries throughout your world. No man shall escape the ball of redemption. The effects shall engulf every man, woman, and child still living in the body upon your earth. All mockers and those who have scorned my mother's message, her warnings, shall soon shed bitter tears of remorse. Too late, I say unto you, too late will you take the blindness from your heart. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and your countries. Do not speculate on dates. It is important that you be prepared now, for what was to happen in the future shall be now. Many graces for cures and conversions have been extended and will continue to be extended to mankind in these latter days. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer that you do not become victims to the Prince of Darkness. Parents, safeguard the souls of your children, for there will be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon you by the evil ones. Discipline, a firm hand must be given to the young, for they are truly the victims of their elders. Those who should give a good example are now leading the young onto the road to perdition. I say unto you, O pastors, better that you had died in your mother's womb than to come forth and destroy young souls. For you shall receive a punishment commensurate with your evil. I ask perseverance and fortitude and purpose in the days ahead of my children. The reward for your perseverance will be great. I must warn you that it will not be an easy road.
It will be a road filled with thorns. However, as I walk this road, surely, my children, you will do this for the salvation of your souls. Now, Jesus is extending his hand out like this, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is going across the sky and our left, and Our Lady is coming down now high out of the sky with St. Michael. St. Michael's on her right side. He's still carrying the balance, and the spear is now pointed downward. It's at a very strange angle. And Jesus is going over. He's just above the tree, and he's bending over like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, and I send among you the Spirit of Light. Now Our Lady is turning, and she's going across the sky. Now Jesus is coming up, right? He's in back of her, and St. Michael is just between Our Lady and Jesus, and they're all going over by the right side of the sky, and Jesus is bending over. Our Lady is holding up the crucifix of her rosary in her right hand, and now there's appearing, I don't know where it came from, I didn't see it before, but Our Lady has a brown scapular now in her left hand. It's a very large round scapular. I can't see anything on it. It appears to be just two pieces of brown, dark brown cloth on a long brown string. Now Jesus is extending his hand out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now the light, it seems to be getting very, it's not dim, but it's getting like circular. As Jesus walked, the whole sky was lighted up, but now as Jesus is going back into the sky, and Our Lady, they're just floating back. There's no way to explain it. The light seems to be closing in around them. It's not covering the whole sky now. It seems to be closing in, and they're standing almost in a circle of light. Now Jesus is touching his lips with his finger. My child and my children, continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help us mothers, pray for us.
We've been listening to a taped recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on December 24th, 1976. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.